Hey, if I die though, use that little riff.
I gave you a little riff.
That riff at your funeral would kill.
Yeah.
This is an after school program podcast.
What key are we in? G?
Yeah.
Guess who's back? Back. Push MP. Sorry, guys.
Am I on? I'm not hearing myself.
Check.
You are on. You gotta hear yourself?
No. Can you hear anything?
Okay, I can hear it. It's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn him up. Turn the boy up real quick. He should be two.
Can the headphones go louder?
Yeah, but I think he's three, actually.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's done it. 30.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome back. Hey, you already know. Every takeoff is a little rocky. Will we make it to the air? Will we crash and burn? Will PD do a black scent? Stay tuned.
I do impressions of people.
Welcome to Trey Stories.
Have you seen the Kanye doc? JG, that's our guest, by the way.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it's the
first episode.
I didn't think it was out yet.
No, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's called Genius. Cool. So the guy who does it is the guy who filmed Kanye all the time. His name is Cootie. Yeah. And he talks like this in the documentary. And that's when I and Kanye started collaborating.
So I was doing that.
So PD was doing that.
Very nice.
And I was like, man, that's a great. I mean, if it wasn't accurate, I'd shut it down.
I got a Busta Rhymes in there too. All it is when I'm at the top, I want to stop.
Yeah, how you doing, PD?
Doing great.
All right, he's back. Chase, how you doing, brother?
I'm very good. I'm gonna start a documentary about PD.
Oh man. Hey,
can Cootie narrate?
Go ahead. You're gonna have to censor like 90% of it.
What do you think I'm doing?
You're being problematic.
And yeah, I am problematic in these streets.
I always tell somebody every time people pitch me ideas, like, oh, you should make a reel about this. I'm like, okay, so because I've known PD and I write with PD. Here's how the end of the spectrum is gonna go. Like, here's where it is, and then it's like, all right, did we find the edge? All right, great. This joke is flat. Now let's go very all the way back to where, like, you know, it is palpable for our brand, and then we do that. Good to be back. Our guest today, man, this man filled in for PD in his absence and me in my absence. Guys, the unofficial, official fourth host of Church Stories Podcast.
Our pinch hitter, you know, when it's bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded, a full count, three balls, two pitches, JG's the guy you want at the plate.
Ladies and gentlemen, back again for the umpteenth time, JG.
I'm glad to be here. I'm assuming my Five Timers Club jacket will be presented after the episode.
Wow, five? Oh, yeah. I mean, three times jacket. Just this one season.
Yeah. I did the Church Stories Triple Crown.
Yeah. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, glad to be here. I'm glad nobody's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to have you on when everybody was here for once.
A fair one. Not that the other ones weren't fair.
No, we had a good time.
Man, dude. What is it called? Turkey being the candy corn of November. Man, every now and then somebody says something so true that I'm like, hey, you should have said that off the air so I could have had it. I could have asked for it.
And then JG got to be here for me and Chase, like randomly spiraling about whether a podcast is good or not.
Yes. And that continued after we stopped recording.
It did. That continued for like another day.
We sat here for another half hour.
Just spiraling.
Yeah, so we spiraled after this too. And then me and Chase spiraled together later on a phone call.
Yeah.
Texts.
But gosh, we're doing
good
better.
See what happens when Shama leaves?
Hey,
he's about to leave again.
Apparently, our mental health, me and Chase, it depends on Shama being here, or else we suddenly have no idea what a good podcast is anymore.
You know, the thing was, I was listening to that, and y'all were both like, towards the end, I was like, where's all this self doubt coming from?
I know. We didn't have our Donda here.
I felt like a rabbi. I was like, where is ye faith? am I the Donda of this podcast?
You're the Northern Star. We look to you to know what we're allowed to say.
Hey, you know what? Hey, back to the this is a reference that you're probably gonna get, Gigi. Yeah. But I would say in terms of doubt, I'm the Kanye of my marriage and Grace is my Donda. Who in your relationship, who's the Donda and who's the... Guys, we're only going to be referencing
Kanye.
The Genius Honestly, documentary I, going forward.
I think me and Lauren are both Kanyes.
There's no encouragement. Everything is just horrible at all times.
No, it's just like full-blown ego and... And we're both rapping about money for some reason, and we don't rap.
Hey, who's the Donda and Kanye of your relationship?
Elizabeth is Donda. Yeah.
Shout out to Elizabeth, who listens to the show.
Sometimes. I'll spiral frequently, actually, and then she calms me down. Yeah. So that's nice.
Okay, Lauren does do that for me sometimes. Yeah, so yeah. I guess she's half Donda, half Kanye.
Donde.
I am my own Donde.
It was a season a couple months ago. Before I settled the podcast, I'll just do bits at home. And for a while there, I used to say, just anything I'd do, I'd be like, I made VeggieTales Remix. Or like, she's complimenting an omelet that I made. I'm like, thanks. You know why that was good? Because I made...
You are Kanye.
Man, so it is it's interesting now that I have a son. I'm like, he's very much like me. So now there's like the household now is two Kanyes. I don't know what Zoe's gonna be. We have three. I gotta move out. I don't know what's gonna happen.
JG, I'm sure you have life bits, right?
Sometimes bits. Yeah.
Any come to mind, like the one Shama just mentioned?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, something that you know, you're like, this. I'll never make a video about this.
Well, I'll share one and give you a chance to about it. A lot of the time, will just go, you know what they say? I don't remember. And then the person will
PD. That's good.
Yeah, just leave somebody hanging like that.
You gotta... that's good. But it doesn't... That's not... Yeah, that only works in life. Yeah. I'll try to franchise that bit out.
I think I just make jokes about me being single so that I can own it and no one else can make fun of it.
Hey, beat them to the punch.
Get out in front of it, yeah.
We had a Valentine's thing at church this past Wednesday.
You're on church staff?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing more miserable than being single at and on church staff.
Come on.
Dude. Oh, man. It was just, everyone's like, well, God has somebody special.
That's like, right. That's right.
All right. Not this Valentine's Day. How about that? What happened?
We do like a big church thing. We've got like dinner and everything. And so we themed this one after the Tonight Show. And so we did like some games with the audience. And then I did some thank you notes. And we did like a weekend update kind of bit with the pastor.
Oh, I saw that on your story.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time.
I missed it. Send me some of that stuff.
Yeah. I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had fun.
That's fun.
But man. I wrote, like, me and our children's minister wrote it.
Yeah.
And so I had to like write jokes about my singleness.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Hey, if you ever need some co-writers, if you need somebody to punch it up, you let us know.
Absolutely. I can't afford you guys.
You can afford me.
I could afford you guys.
That's why people DM Chase. Yeah. They're like, I can afford to talk to him.
My rate's
pretty
low.
What is it, $1.50? I don't know.
That's all right, though, because once I blow up like Kanye,
there you go.
No more free beats.
Only on the stem player. We're not releasing the music. Yeah. No streaming services.
Get into that.
Kanye's wilding right now. I think that's bottom line.
Kanye's bottom line right now. Being authentic and I'm a big fan of his Instagram.
All right. In the group chat the other day, I said, it's a shame that Kanye is insane while also being the funniest person alive. And Petey defended him and was like, I don't think he's insane. He's like, I think he's a great marketing.
You said psychopath.
Yes, psychopath. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you been seeing his Instagram?
Yes, I said he's an eccentric album marketer or something like that.
That's the one thing I will say. What were you going to say, Chase?
He posted on Instagram. This was my favorite thing I've ever seen on social media. It was like the PR team got a hold of his Instagram and was like, from now on, I'm not going to do all caps because it makes it feel like I'm yelling.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for all of this that I've done. And then the next post was all caps. He was like, psych,
back at
you
it.
Can't control me.
Hey, his PR team didn't do that. It still had no punctuation. That was Kanye.
Dude, one of my favorite Kanye tweets was like from a couple of years ago before Jesus is King dropped. He tweeted, in the name of Jesus, no more cap. And then everything that's followed that has just been cap, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, he said, in the name of Jesus.
Well, there's one
that, I don't know if Jesus knew about the cap.
Me and you quote one to this day.
To this day.
He tweeted in 2015 or 2016. Yeah. Is non-artist trying to pick up the paintbrush.
Non-artist. Ooh. I think he's like trying to grab the paintbrush.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-artist trying to grab the paintbrush is so descriptive of so many different things. That's like when somebody pitches us a joke and we're like, oh, another non-artist.
Yeah, we can use that.
Reaching
that
for
tweet,
the paper.
Like in that specific context, when we get pitched something really bad, we're like, non-artist, trying to grab the paintbrush.
Or when somebody does like, or when somebody will make a video in like the same vein of something that we've done, we're like, oh, here we go. Here's another
another non-artist. Paintbrush.
Paintbrush grabbing. Non-artist being.
Paintbrush grabbing, perpetrating MC.
Spitting whack tracks. Oh man,
that's a bit that I'll do around the, as I'll just see their reaction to me calling somebody a perpetrating MC.
That's an old soul bit. That's an old soul.
That's
bit.
A Run DMC line.
Oh
yeah, like we ain't got time for these sucker MCs. These MCs trying to perpetrate.
JG, what you been up to, dog?
Just sitting here listening to the Kanye cast.
Hang on.
You are Kanye has taken over.
Hey, well, guys, if you skipped ahead, welcome back.
Yeah.
Our guest is JG. I like your shoes, JG.
Thanks, man.
Are you a shoe guy? Have we been over this?
A little bit, yeah. I appreciate... Gosh, sorry.
You're good, man.
I appreciate sneaker culture, but as a youth pastor, you know, I can't exactly be a massive part of it.
Yeah, we don't want to see you on preachers and sneakers.
That's right.
Yeah. Chase and I mean, honestly, Chase, between Chase PD and I, our shoes are very dirty and very old.
Yeah.
But they're all nice. Like, PD's got the Vans. Chase has got some Nikes. What is it? They're not Air Force.
Shout out to
Marlo. No, I have no idea.
Okay.
My mom bought these for me.
The Mom Force ones.
Mom Force.
I don't buy anything for myself. So
that's right.
My mom saw my shoes and she bought me some new ones, which was very nice.
Very good.
I need you to tell a story later that you told me earlier about the phone. Yeah. The phone when you got the call.
The phone is ring ring.
Yeah, I need you to tell that. Just keep that in mind.
Out there.
I told Grace, I was like, this year after our finances, you know, settle some, I'm gonna
vasectomy.
Become a.
Semi appropriate. I'm sorry. Are we cutting that?
You know, no.
No,
because
okay.
That is funnier than you will ever realize. And the punchline to that joke comes later. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. That's hilarious because Grace is pregnant.
No
oh my
way.
God. Let's go.
Shama, man.
Three-peat. What can I say?
Congrats.
It was the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, man.
Wow. Man,
congratulations to
after
Marema
the vasectomy,
household.
I'm becoming a shoe guy.
Uh. That's how you drop the announcement?
Hey, the last two times that Grace was on the podcast, now JG's on it. Yeah, let's say
this is weird. This is weird for me.
So, well, September.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. It's a, Grace told me, she yelled my name. I came downstairs. She goes, oh, I'm pregnant. We were, and I looked at her and I went, what? As if, like, I didn't, as if she was my 15-year-old daughter who had rebelled. And I had nothing to do with it. And I went upstairs, and then afterwards, I was like, "Oh, it's a good thing. Let's go back downstairs." I went down. And
oh, it took you 10 minutes. Yeah. But you're like, "Hey,
I only punched three walls."
No. One for each of your children.
No, yeah, I was like, "Wow, wow, wow!" All right, here we go.
I spent 10 minutes calculating taxes and like grocery prices. He was like, "Well, Ezra can cook the breakfast, so I don't have to worry about that."
At this point, PD, that's what I was saying. It was so accurate because I could just
pat myself on the back.
I might never be able to afford to be a shoe guy.
Hey, man, I'm always hitting podcast home runs.
Yeah.
Checking in with Chase is my idea. Pastors be tripping. I'm just hitting them out of the park all the time.
That was, man.
Like JG does when it's two outs, bases loaded. 3-2, the pitching count.
PD's woken up.
All I'm gonna say is, guys, don't interact with Grace about this because she's gonna be like, "You told who? When on the pod? Just randomly?
Thousands of people."
And I'll be like, "Ah, no! Don't congratulate me anywhere publicly."
Yeah, I was asleep on the last podcast.
Yeah, PD's woken up and chosen violence.
New baby, y'all, and we're selling all this SM7Bs.
Just kidding.
Like, hey, man, got a new kid on the way. Excited. We're going to have to let you go from the podcast.
I'll bring my own mic next time just to help out.
It's BYOM. Guys, no, I'm gonna be serious moment. There's a trend where people are like, freaking kids, you ruined your life. No, kids are an extreme blessing. Yeah, they're a lot of work, but also kids are a huge blessing. And I think the narrative of like, freaking, you can't do nothing. I'm like, no, you can do stuff. It's just, you just pivots. And also everybody who like is resentful, not resentful, but are like anti-kids used to be kids. 100% of those people used to be kids. So we're back in the saddle again, right after being on the saddle.
Are you hoping for?
Never, quite frankly, never got off the horse.
You hoping for a boy or a girl this time?
I don't know.
Now that you have one of each.
Yeah. Honestly, I wanted to be done it too.
Maybe you'll get a non-binary one.
A baby?
Well, I think you have to decide that. They're going to be a baby.
Anyways, where was this podcast at?
I don't remember. He said vasectomy and it went off the rails.
It's been the Kanye Shama's new kid pod.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were telling a story. You said after we get the finances.
I want to be a shoe guy.
Yeah.
Man, PD really got milked this story. Yeah, Facebook Marketplace?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a guy who sells shoes to, he's a pastor who sells shoes to pastors. I just found out about him. Hmm. He's got an Instagram page. But once again, I connected with him and I was like, hey, man, I got to hit you up.
Yeah.
Now I got to connect with him again and be like, hey, it might be a while.
Do you remember his handle?
I'm going to find it. Later. I'll find it. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Like, hey, I made VeggieTales Remix. What can I do to get a discount?
I'm going to promote it. It's not like you're going to get sales.
That reminds me. I have a nominee, super early nominee for next year's Churchy Awards.
Yes.
For niche Instagram meme page.
Uh-huh.
Junior's Hat.
Junior's Hat?
Junior's Hat.
Junior Asparagus?
Yes. It's all VeggieTale memes.
Are they?
Really?
I just found them last night.
Are they inappropriate? I remember there being a weird VeggieTale.
I don't think so.
No. That's like VeggieTale's Facts or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I must have
Junior's
those
Hat. Dude, that's so funny.
Yeah, VeggieTale's Facts. I think VeggieTales got them taken down.
Did they really?
I was going to say, the things that I saw looked clean and funny.
Yeah, so VeggieTales...
if they were dirty, they would
shoot the page down. They would tell Zuck, hey,
that makes sense.
Hey, send me that page. I'm not finding it over here.
I got you.
I searched Junior's Hat and I'm just seeing a lot of black guys with hats on.
JRS_hat.
Oh, JRO. I spelled out Junior.
If we're talking early front runners for the churchies, I'm thinking Kanye for best life already, just because of the documentary and his Instagram.
This man's out there, boy.
I'm on Team Pete Davidson.
I'm going to give him a follow.
Hey, I'm Team Both. He made a cameo in a movie that I was watching last night. That was so funny. He played I think it's called I Want You Back on Netflix. He played a drug dealer.
Yeah.
which is a little...
It's a reach for him.
Yeah. And it was really funny. The parent shows like, oh, crap, her dad's here. Her dad sucks. And he ran and hopped over a fence.
You know what I do love, though, is his smart water commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, about,
yeah,
like, I've made bad decisions.
That is a... I mean, every now and then a brand gets something right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Pete Davidson, the poster boy of bad decisions promoting water is such a good marketing move.
You know, I'm not Team Kimye. I'm Team Panye.
I am too.
Team Pete and Kanye. I want them to start a podcast together.
So here's the one thing that I will say about, like, the internet and like, clickbait culture.
Yeah.
Is that we'll never know what is real and what is for marketing.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Because he's gained millions of followers.
You told us about the, what is it, the Sheely Mealy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where you're like, when, right, where, the line is so blurry now.
I heard about another one of those.
Yeah.
You know that really popular song on TikTok, the A, B, C, D, E.
F, U.
Yeah. That song? So that song blew up because
I heard about this one.
She put up a TikTok where she's like, hey, drop random song suggestions down in the comments. I'm gonna make a bunch of them. And then someone said, make a song about the alphabet. And then the next post was that song, her singing that song, and it blew up. The comment was just some lady who works at the record label that lady is signed
A&R.
For. Yeah. But they were like, if it comes from like a random audience member, it's more likely to blow up because
that's
like
why
she
they
just
messed
picked
up. She used like her real name, like her full name, that's like on the website to comment. Right. It was the top comment, so it's like one of those.
I did a real youth pastor thing a couple weeks ago. I used the Sheely Mealy as a sermon illustration.
Really,
AstroTurfing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, that is one of those things where I think it's just I don't know. We've always talked about doing a real fake campaign like that, but I don't know. Is that cheating?
No, the only campaign.
We've always thought about, like, what if we did something that as a secret that nobody knew that we were behind? But then
that's different.
You and I have always digressed that we're narcissists who want our face and names on everything, so we couldn't do that.
But then also, with the following we built, nobody cares about a bunch of randos in a fake worship band. I think
The idea was like the worship song song. We're like, what if we hire different people to be in it?
And then see if we can make this popular secretly.
Yeah. And then
take off the mask.
It's a Mission Impossible. Like, it was the whole time.
We got away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Church kids. But I don't know. That is a really good, I like beef, internet beef and stuff like that. Like, it's just, I think it's just really, really blurring the lines of what content is, you know?
Yeah, because in the back of my mind, this whole Pete thing is also a Kris Jenner scheme to just get views for the new Hulu show.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
They also got a Disney Plus show too.
Stop it.
Yeah, really? The Kardashians are going to be a Disney Plus.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It'll
probably
be a little bit more family friendly because she has kids.
Nobody tell Lauren. I hope she doesn't find out. She's watched almost all of the Kardashians.
She's watched all of
them? She's watched so much of the Kardashians.
Who are your guys' favorite Kardashians?
Lauren is an interesting character.
I don't think I have a favorite
because
Kardashian.
Because Lauren also gets her news from Snapchat. But also, Lauren is like, this is not like an insult, but she is a byproduct of growing up with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I caught the internet when I was what? I don't know, whatever. Like, 15, 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
But she has only known the internet, and that's what...
Me too. I was on, like, I was using YouTube at 6.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah.
Gosh, wow.
You are, and that's what that's what makes you so good. How old are you, JG?
25.
20. Okay, so I'm 29. But it's like, you know, y'all who grew up with the internet like this, like, y'all just just a different, like, different, savvier breed of people. Like, I remember rewinding cassettes with a number 2 pencil. That's how far back.
You
like,
stick the eraser in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a VHS rewinder? Like a separate thing from the VCR?
We were poor. Okay, you're kind of telling on yourself.
Yeah, I was about to say, I did
Fall
those things as well.
Household had one? Did y'all have one?
Yeah,
all right,
did,
says a lot about y'all. Y'all were also a 2-kid family household, right?
It's true. Yeah,
all right. We were. See, 3 kids. Well, that dynamic
that
changes.
Third kid, man.
We're going to have to move out of the house.
If it helps, my mom showed up to a baseball game one time with the VHS, like the full
VHS camera. Dude. Yeah.
And my teammates were like, guys, the news is here. The news is here. And literally that day, my mom went out and bought a little DVD.
Really?
Recorder. That's so funny.
Do y'all still have all that footage?
I was embarrassed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got stacks. Stacks.
You can release
the news is here. How about the JG documentary? Yeah.
J-Genius.
J-Genius.
Hey, high five, you brother. That was so good. That was good.
That was good.
The J-Genius? Hey, we got to make a fake artwork. Only on Church Stories Plus.
Yes.
After School Program Plus.
Oh, man. J-Genius.
Streaming now on the
TV
Internet.
Get out of here. Oh, man. That's awesome. Do y'all still have a lot of those old family footage and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you go through it? Like, do you?
Yeah, every so often.
There's like a website that like digitizes that stuff.
Well, yeah. So my mom bought like a little box. Yeah. And you can plug it into your VHS and then you USB it into your computer.
Yeah.
And it digitizes the.
Oh, that's awesome.
Videos.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to always film stuff and just around the family and stuff and I can't find those cassettes every time I go back to Tanzania. Yeah. This trip, too, I'm going to spend an ungodly amount of time trying to find those because I want to bring them back.
Yeah, for sure.
But, it's such a... I feel like, as a parent now, I always struggle with, like, oh, be in the moment and also, like, document the moment.
Right,
but
right.
Then by documenting it, you know, maybe there's a way to do that and also be in the moment at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It must be so cool.
Google Glass. To follow you around with a camera.
Nah, dude,
Chase, do you want to be my cootie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what? I meant to ask this in the last episode. How is Cootie making money?
So, you posed a very... Cootie's the guy who filmed all
Yeah.
You posed a very interesting question, which I've always had. There are rappers and athletes have so many people on an entourage where my first thought is like... Do they have health insurance? Like, that's my big thing. Is like,
right,
who, do you get like a bi-weekly check, a weekly check? You're on the private plane dancing with him. Like, how does that work? Yeah. Did you like who did you know who's covering your meals?
Grizz.
Do you have a home? Do you know what I mean? Like Grizz.com. Like that whole energy. Of, like, do they have a life outside of?
Yeah.
I imagine in the case of the Kanye documentary. It was a combination of he had his comedy stuff that he was doing, so he probably had some money saved, and then I bet Kanye was paying him something. To
but
follow
how
him
though?
Around.
Do you get a raise? Like, how does that
I
work?
I don't know, because Kanye was making money from beats.
Yeah.
So maybe he was just. I have no idea. Let's call him. Let's ask him. Let's
well,
ask
this Cody. Is what I'm saying though. It's like. I mean, I hired you. I just hired Chase.
I was about to say this conversation is the first 5 minutes of the Shama documentary.
Hold on.
Turn on. It's just an iPhone. It's all shot on iPhone.
But it's got like that filter, that VCR filter over it.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
it's just wait a second. This all was shot in 2022. Why does it look like ancient? But you know, it's like I just hired you. Right. At what point? You know what I mean? Like, do I hire somebody else? And then all of a sudden, we're like, we're all going to get. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah,
I don't know.
When do we sit down and you're like, hey, I'm thinking through. Are they all on the same phone plan? How does it like how? What are the dynamics
this is
of,
my family.
Of the entourage work? Yeah.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. We will. We're like, wait a second. What is Chase doing? Who's who?
Just text Shama's phone.
What is PD doing?
If you text
PD
Shama,
just writes?
We'll both get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. And we all have the best shoes because my finance is settled out. Everybody's.
I do two things. I write and I hang from the ceiling like 50 Cent.
Yes. The only thing. So, the day after Monday. Monday after the Super Bowl. Somebody asked me. They're like, "Oh, did you see the halftime show?" And I was like, "No, but I saw all the memes."
It was a good halftime show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dre and Snoop is my favorite part.
Yeah.
They had Kendrick. That was really cool.
That was really cool.
I saw somebody say they didn't even notice what Eminem was doing because they were so shocked that Dre knew his way around a piano.
Yeah, man, finesse. Well, so wait a second. That halftime show was also pre-recorded, right?
Well, instruments are pre-recorded, but they do the live vocals.
No. Yeah. I heard the vocals are pre-recorded, too.
I don't think so.
No.
Are you sure?
Some people ask for their vocals to be pre-recorded, but I'm pretty sure because old girl was out of breath.
Yeah.
And you could tell she was singing.
Yeah. And they were in LA too, which is like, what is it called? It was warm weather.
That's how it's always gone. Is like the musicians have to pre-record everything.
Yeah.
And then the vocals are live.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So Anderson Paak was up there smiling, playing fake drums.
Hey, man, everybody's smiling. Everybody's like, they were grooving, man. Yeah. That looked fun. I saw a meme, somebody was like, man, that 50 cent, that tank top ain't fitting like it used to.
Yeah.
Somebody said this is 50% with 7% interest.
Or like I turn on B93.7. Looks like 75 cent now. I'm like, leave him alone. Come on. He's been gone for 20 years.
Yeah. Who is Hawk and Tom to come hold after on. 50 cent?
Yeah, hold on. They said look like 75.
Yeah, I think that's an internet joke. Yeah, it is. I saw it again later.
They said look like 75 cent now.
Yeah. But I hadn't seen that on the internet yet.
75 cent now. Shoot. Yeah. Oh, man. That's horrible.
I hadn't yet seen the joke on the internet, so I turned on the radio and heard that, and I was like, wow, that was spicy for B93.7. And I was like, oh, wait, that's the obvious joke. Everybody's made that joke already, probably.
Oh, man, dude, that's so funny. Mm. Hey, do we want to read some emails? Or we want to listen to some pastors be tripping?
I think we can do one or two emails.
This episode's an Osh Bagosh. Let's let JG. J Genius. Jokes like that Chase, that just brought you 25 more episodes on this show.
Let's go. I just got greenlit.
Let's go.
You're okay. There's not really a finish. The finish line for you is this podcast ending, but there are a lot of exit ramps that you bypass.
My spinoff show checking in with Chase.
Yeah,
I think the exit ramp for me is my blackface. Hey, JG, listen late in a week when this comes out. I don't want to rehash it.
JG's going to listen next week and be like, scrub every episode that I am mentioned
I was not on. I was never a five-timer.
Church what?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, no.
Before I read this, I have to say, the episode that I did with just PD and Chase, where we started an email and then decided to cut it, my mom listens to these episodes when I'm on.
Yeah.
And so she was like, so what actually was that story? And then I had to explain that story to my mother.
Wow.
Which I'm glad you remembered it, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah. Never mind that. All right, let's see.
Do we have to cut? Do you have to cut that whole email, right?
We didn't cut it.
We just stopped it. Okay.
Yeah. We read over it and we were like, yeah, maybe don't read this on the air. Yeah,
guys, did these podcast episodes, do they feel older than they are? Like, I know we just came back, but does. I'm like at a loss for, I don't know if it's COVID brain or what, but I'm like, y'all two were three on together. When was that, last year? No, it's like last month.
Yes. Well, see, me being on is a highlight for me.
Yeah.
Y'all being on is just like,
well,
daily
no,
work.
I'm just, and I listen to the episodes, but I'm just like struggling to remember like the content and like the time span.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Hopefully we don't have any of those. Somebody on the last episode called this podcast semi-appropriate, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, and now that Mother Falk is listening, I want to
Mother
be,
Falk.
More guys.
Than, yeah.
I'm, oh, okay.
So this email starts, hello there to Shama. Praying the microphonitis is better.
It is.
Hello to PD, my favorite long-haired man, and Chase.
PD doesn't have long
PD
hair.
Doesn't have long
Wait,
hair
when
anymore.
Was his email sent?
January 26th.
I didn't have less than a month then either.
Of this year?
Yep.
Huh, interesting.
You're behind.
My name is
PD
Isaiah.
PD cut his hair, loser. Just kidding. Isaiah?
Was that after y'all quit doing video? Did you cut your hair? You cut before.
After. Wait. Before.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know when is when, guys. I don't know heads or tails about this podcast anymore.
And Chase, the best non-host of the show.
I'm a host now.
This guy.
Man, how far back are you in terms of listening to this podcast?
Well, we started plugging the email from the beginning, so this person could have listened to two episodes and been like, okay. I'll send one.
Yeah, it was like, I'm finally.
He knows who Chase is, so
yeah.
He knows some stuff, at least.
Well, microphone-itis, that was the episode I was on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So this is pretty new.
Okay. That guy's just dumb.
hey, Isaiah, say sorry to Isaiah.
I'm sorry,
right?
Isaiah.
Well, Chase is now retaliating.
That's like 25, 20. five episode penalty.
You're the one that just said Mother Falk.
I said.
Well, I was going to cut it out. Now you said it again. I'm sorry, JG. Jay genius.
I don't know what was the problem with what I said. I said Mother Falk is listening and we need to keep it appropriate.
That's my mama.
That's his mama. Chase.
I don't know, man.
Let's let him finish.
Sorry, yo. Isaiah is a pastor's kid.
Okay.
And he says, my name is Isaiah. I'm a pastor's kid. Help. JK. Today, I would like to share an interview story that happened when I was 8. We were living in Tennessee, and my dad had an interview in Massachusetts. Huh. The church decided to fly our family out. We got to the Boston airport at about 12. We didn't get to board. We didn't get to the board member's house till 2 or 3. My 8-year-old self had to use the potty. So 8-year-old me, who had never stayed up past 10 o'clock, got to the board member's house and went straight to their closet and decided to pee in the closet. Now, mind you, these board members were loaded. So I peed all over a closet filled with clothes that cost more than a car.
Oh, man.
Somehow we still got the job. However, that day has always followed me. I also have another story about clogging a toilet at a board member's house. I need to stop going to board members' houses.
What do you have against board members?
You
dog?
Guys are the best.
Hey, if I ever join a board, I'm also getting security the same day. Just so yeah. Isaiah.
Do you ever just go to a board member's closet and pee on their clothes?
Don't you hate it when you're peeing and you're like, not another board member's closet?
Do you ever mark your territory in a board member's closet?
Oh, gosh. What else did he say?
He says, if you have any questions about my bodily misfunctions, here's my number. Hit me up.
We don't. Chase, we really don't.
We're going to call him.
Okay.
All love. Keep it up, boys. Isaiah.
PD, you said no?
We're going to call him after he said bodily misfunctions.
Well, we gotta hear
that
him.
Sounds like something a doctor would tell you like right before you die.
What's the cause of death, Doc? Bodily misfunctions.
Okay, if he has an iPhone, I think it should work.
Well, it immediately was like, no. Okay. So hold on. Maybe he punched it in wrong. Let me see here.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, call you, failed.
Wow.
Phone doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't have a SIM card in it.
I was about to say, that was your one shot and you blew it.
Here,
you
I'll call
one
mine.
Shot, you bam, don't miss bam, your bat, but bat, but an opportunity yeah. Next.
He misses shot. Mom spaghetti.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see about calling or not. Maybe we could read another email.
He missed his shot. Wayne Gretzky, mom spaghetti. Anyways.
JG, what shows did you grow up on? Like shows and music. Shows, movies, and music. Like what did you grow up on?
Let's see. Music was a lot of like Stephen Curtis Chapman, Mark Schultz-esque stuff.
Okay.
Third Day for him.
Any Skillet in the mix?
A little bit, yeah. Coolest thing in the world when I got to see him at Winter Jam.
Yeah.
High school. Shows. There's a lot of, I mean, like Family Matters, Full House, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen, I know there's a comedian, Neil Brennan, who's always against like reunions.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like every time, like seeing 50 Cent, a little older, a little heavier. Yeah. You know, you're kind of like,
yeah.
Do you want to see people like age? You know what I mean? Like when you see like a Full House reunion, and you're like, oh.
Me and Chase experience this more than most people with professional wrestling.
Do you know what I mean?
They cannot hang it up.
But they just keep
coming back.
Yeah.
Like I saw Edge the other day, and I was like, why is he still wrestling?
It's like he had to take a decade off because of his neck.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like, because I'm also, you know, hopefully I also find some more success in this entertainment space.
Is this not good enough for you?
Huh?
Hopefully I find something better than this podcast. Wait,
y'all three? Hey, bottom of the ladder right now.
Hey man, I have no doubt that you will be as big as Lecrae.
But all I'm saying, oh. Hey, take that, hey, there's a witch in this room.
Hey, one
and
day,
we got one of these. Oh, yeah, I stuck a stinking witch. No, but I'm just saying, like, what is? Do you want to see people? Hey, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a quote about the Undertaker, which is really sad because. How long ago did he say this? Because you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I mean, wrestling fans, like, there's so much shared info that me and Chase have, like, a million things that we're on the same page about. But what was the quote? It was like, I don't want to be that guy who you're saying, like, oh, he should have hung it up a few years ago.
Yeah.
He's like, that's the last thing that I want to be. He turned into that guy.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I think the difference is you need to acknowledge, like, how much time has passed.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like pivot with it, right?
Right, right, yeah. Right. Own it.
Unless your hips don't work. So in wrestling, it's a little different.
Well, true. Okay.
So like, it's been 27 years, and you move a little slower. You're like, we know.
Or like athletes who, like, yeah. Tim Tebow coming to the Jaguars for a tryout.
Yeah, just getting I don't know. I thought he still had it, but
he got cut. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I remember that was Urban Meyer, news.
Well, it's because his old coach got brought into the Jaguars, so then he brought Tim Tebow in for a little publicity, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like the saddest. I've been watching a little bit of the Winter Olympics in Shaun White, snowboarder.
Yeah, yeah.
He
red hair.
35. Yeah, red hair.
Everybody knows him for the red hair. Okay.
Red hair, Sean. Sean.
He was on the
red
gum wrapper. He had a gum wrapper.
Yeah, he had the thing. He was doing like the half pipe competition.
Yeah,
and so the announcers, you know, I don't know if they knew they were doing this, but they were like, 35-year-old Shaun White, this is his last Winter Olympics. And I'm like, man, don't say it. I know like he couldn't hear, but I was like, this is don't say that. You know what I mean? Like, but then so they had all these other kids kind of coming through and dude, they had this like 16-year-old from Japan named Ayumu Hiramo, and this kid like went up on the half pipe like freaking 24 feet like off the edge of the half pipe up in the air, and the announcer's like, oh my god, this is, the announcer was like, no regard for human life, Ayumu Hiramo, just like freaking, and then you know, Shaun White, they're like, Shaun White, 35 years old, taking the, you know,
this,
and I was like,
guy.
Man, dude,
he's using a snowboard.
It was
with
such
a
it was like Shaun White, 17 feet. That's not bad. You know what I was like?
But
oh,
if he's 35 and he's still competing with like 16 year olds from Japan, then that's good.
But I get it, and that's I talked to Cecil about, who's been on the show, about this, who's an athlete, and you know, it's like, yeah, you know, you want to still be able to hold your own.
Sure.
But there's something about watching the new blood, dude. Like these kids. Unreal. Yeah, and you know, Shaun White's just a little older,
yeah,
a little less, you know, a little more red, a little slower, you know, and you're like, oh. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't know.
It's like when you watch basketball from a long time ago and everybody's just kind of like running slow, and like their shots are super weird, and now you got people like back flipping and dunking.
Yeah, freaking kids are just reckless.
Yeah,
or you watch old football and they're just trying to murder each other.
Yeah.
Right. I think with like actors though, it's a little different. Like Michael Caine.
Yeah,
he just always comes back. Yeah. But I think there's like a certain level of star power.
But he's retired recently, right? He's like,
well, he says that every time.
Mr. Wine.
Christopher Nolan calls him.
Yeah.
Mr. Wine.
Mr. Wine. I'm Michael
Caine. Not a black scent on the last episode of Great.
And a Wayne scent.
Mr. Wine. Did I say it again?
Mr. Wine.
Hey, I don't know if that's good or not, but I'm like,
it is good.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
All right, I got this dude pulled up.
All I'm saying is, however we age, we need to figure out where the exit ramp is, all right?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Nah, but we'll do one reunion, all right? We'll do one.
Yeah, we'll do one reunion where me and Sean are slowly dancing to Homeschool Anthem.
I was homeschooled.
Nursing homeschooled.
I was always comfy because my couch was
He's
my desk.
In school. It's 12 o'clock on a Friday, right?
Oh, true.
Did he say
Hi,
where he was?
This is Isaiah Lewiston. Sorry, I couldn't get to the phone.
We're going
to
leave
a message
voicemail.
And I'll give you a call soon. Thank you so much and have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Isaiah, this is Shama and
Chase
and PD
and JG. I'm here as well.
You just missed your official phone call to be on Church Stories podcast. We wanted to know all about your bodily functions.
I'm a host.
Hey. Also, PD doesn't have long hair anymore.
Yeah.
He got a haircut. JG is a host and he just got a real mic.
Chase
is a host, and JG is now a host, too.
I was
going
to say, am I learning something about myself?
Backup host of the podcast. A lot's happened, and really, sorry, Chase just mentioned that you could have, you're probably at school right now.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, and Shama's having a baby.
And I'm having a baby. I'm having another, I'm doing the pregnancy, the third round. I'm trying something different.
This podcast doesn't come out for another week, but you get this voicemail right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're getting this now, and then you can listen to this later.
Other
and you're also going to listen to your voicemail saying, have an amazing day.
And thank you. I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, don't put pressure like that on us.
That's pressure.
Yeah. Anyways, what do we want to tell him?
Hey man, have an amazing day.
Have an amazing day. See ya.
That was good, I think.
Yeah. We should just cold call people.
We should cold call. Who else do we want to cold call right now?
We can call my grandma. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, dude.
Your grandma, Moo-Moo? Mama or Moo-Moo?
Bro, she would not stop talking about dead people if we called her. Oh, really? Like, you know Lauren? Lauren? Yeah, she died. That's what she does every time I visit her.
You know what's funny is Grace and I, we're talking about a lot of our friends, like friends of the same age, like, oh man, everybody's having kids. And Grace was like, oh, maybe it's not everybody. Maybe it's just everybody our age that we know of. And I thought, no, yeah. And so when we're going to be older, yeah, like everybody's dying. That's because everybody we know, like that is the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you hear what happened to Chase? You remember Chase? James, it goes by James now.
Slim
Old man Jim. Slim Jim, you remember what happened? Yeah, got him. He's out. You're like, what?
Got him.
You got him. Who?
My grandparents always grab the paper.
Cancer.
And they're like, let me read the obituaries, make sure I'm not in there. my grandpa, shout out to Fred Bachman. He had a bit where he's like, I love looking at the obituaries because I get to see all the people I beat every day. And some who are younger than me.
Hashtag winning. So he's reading the obituaries like, got another
gotcha.
One.
Gotcha.
Pass me that newspaper.
Gotcha.
Pass you. Gotcha. Sucker. What were you, 17? Beat you. Wait a second.
I was like, that's a stand-up bit.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go to an open mic and tell them that.
Man, I'm telling you, man, the Bachman lineage, oh, I'm telling you. Guys, I want to go back in time. Meet other Bachman. They gave me a really, I don't know if you listen to that. They gave me such a hard time.
Yeah, you have met generations of Bachman.
And also, I talked to Stefan, and Stefan was like, they cut you off. I wanted to hear you continue to compliment me. And I'm like, yeah, they I can't believe the dudes gave me such a hard time.
Oh, come on, Stefan. That was a good riff.
It was a great riff.
It was a great riff.
And the callbacks, I met your dad. I met your granddad. All hilarious guys. All right? So I'm like, why is it bad to try to go?
This is who we need a documentary about.
Yeah, hey, John. Yeah, yeah.
We can call JG
PDA
the music comedy
Pagenius. Pagenius, that's what it's gonna be called.
So I actually thought that the Kanye doc was called Juniors for a little bit. But here's why. It's because I didn't actually read the title. It's because he has a song called Junior Watanabe Amiri. So I just scanned the title. I was like, Kanye. Oh, Juniors. Okay,
yeah,
that's weird.
Juniors.
He's naming the whole documentary off a song on Donda. Okay.
Do we want to read a couple more emails? You got an email pulled up, Chase?
I can do that. Yeah.
Chase.
Would JG like to read them?
Yep. One more
JG,
email.
JG, read the emails.
We'll go eat some burgers.
Guys, I'm so excited for y'all to have Social Burger. I went there the other day.
Yeah? Really,
have you ever had Shake Shack?
Yes.
Okay, so it's very similar to Shake Shack, but they don't do the chopped onions and whatnots.
Yeah.
But it's dope.
Okay.
Check what the weather is. It's
outside. I've had Shake Shack.
You've had Shake Shack?
In Nashville.
Ooh-wee.
It was really good. I liked it.
God, I'm putting you on a plane this year, Chase.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on a plane this year.
Speaking of which,
New York with you.
I was going to tell you this off there, but might as well do it now while we're waiting. Our friend Clayton texted me the other day. He was like, hey, you and Shaman PD ever want to go on a plane?
Hey.
I'll fly you private.
All right, let's go. Let's go. We can't die.
I was about to say, because we take three different planes, so
maybe we should all go one at a time.
It's really, it's like president, vice president, speaker of the house situation. Like,
yeah. So, JG,
so Clayton, you go up.
What was the show about the guy that was like the last standing member that became president randomly?
I don't remember that. Is that based on a real thing or?
I don't know. Lone Survivor's different.
Last Man on Earth?
No. That was
Will Forte.
Will Forte. Yeah, yeah. No, this was a drama.
Yeah,
on like NBC or something.
I don't know, man. I feel like that's the
designated
only
designated survivor.
Designated survivor.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
I've I know a couple people with some private planes down. They're like, dude, if you ever need to go somewhere, let me know. And I'm like, I would. But I can't die. I can't. You can't die in a private plane, man.
If Shama dies, what? Me and PD have already shown what happens when Shama's not here.
It's just going to be an everyday anxiety spiral.
Y'all try to record, you just cry. It's not even good. He's not. We were never good.
Someone's like, Chase, why are you crying?
Shama was the Donda, the glue. That
is when we felt.
We were like, all ego. No motivation.
When we weren't confident, it was Shama who told us that giants see no one when they look in the mirror.
God.
They're like, Chase,
hey, how good was that?
I know.
It was kind of spoiling it.
It was so good.
That was so good.
Chase, why are you crying? Is it because Shama died?
No.
Man, I just got laid off today.
What am I going to do with the Shama phone? I'm still getting his text, man. I'm just telling people he's not with us no more.
Or even better.
He's not with us no more. He with the VeggieTales in the sky right now.
But are you sure that's the route Chase would go and not pretending to be you for a little bit?
I'm making t-shirts with doves and branches in his face right now, man. It's a trap.
Yeah, I think I would try to see what I could get out of being shot for a little bit.
I'm trying hop off the phone. Help me make fly high Shama trend right now. Make it trend right now. Not fly high because he died on a plane. Fly high because he's flying spiritually right now.
And not Spirit Airlines.
And not Spirit Airlines. Like his spirit, his body is with us. I'm holding it as I text you right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, if I die, though, use that little riff.
I was going to say, that riff at your funeral would kill.
Yeah. Use that little riff for the genius documentary.
Genius. Well, listen, I said the other day, Ellie Shama for your mama.
Yeah.
I can't die, y'all. I gotta die old now. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was the email.
You want to read the email?
Yeah, let's read the email. Let's go eat burgers. It's 12:30.
Let's do it. Hey, Shama, PD, Chase, and potential guest.
That's
what's
you.
Going on? My name is Jack. I'm 15, and I was introduced to the after-school program through the VeggieTales Remix.
You.
The first Church Stories episode I ever listened to was episode 95, the exclusive one about Pastor Puppet.
The first one you ever? Wow. Okay, that makes sense. Pastor Puppet. He's a bringer.
My story, while not as exciting as some, begins when I was 7 or 8. My older sisters were campers at our church's youth camp, and my parents were deacons. This camp had programs for the younger kids, so me and my brother, younger brother, stayed in a room above the cafeteria with our parents. Camp started the week of my younger brother Cooper's birthday. Because of this, we had his party there a week before. My brother has always been super imaginative, so for his birthday, my parents got him a superhero mask and cape. He was so excited, he brought it with him to camp. One afternoon, everyone was having fun playing sports and talking when a severe wind storm hit. Everyone was told to take shelter in the cafeteria. We all sat around at the tables waiting to be told what to do. At this time, the camp director stood on one of the chairs to assure everyone that everything was okay. At that exact moment, my brother walks out on the balcony straight above the director. Not only did he wear his superhero costume, he stood there posing like Superman. Everyone saw him standing there like he had come to battle the raging storm with all his might. You could hear the camper saying, "Look, it's Super Cooper."
Super Cooper.
Wow. My brother was excited by his newfound family. Me and my family still laugh at the confidence and bravery my brother showed that stormy afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this email. Keep making good content. Your fan, Jack.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Getting called Super Cooper.
Thank you, Jack.
That's probably an all-time moment for that kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah. One of the greatest feelings you'll ever have is like feeling like a real superhero in a windstorm.
Yep. You've peaked, kid.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all downhill from there.
Speaking of downhill, checking in with Chase.
Oh, gotcha.
I gotcha.
Shoot.
I'm going to start checking in with Chase by saying my new song Punchlines is available.
Guys, Punchlines, check it out. Your boy worked on it. Robert directed it. Andrew produced it. It's a banger. This is the first. It took a while, but this is the first.
You know, there's always got to be a setup before Chase. The punchline.
Is it After School Records? Is it under After? Did we sign you? I can't remember.
I don't know. You tell me, dude. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we did.
You guys, you're on the fake label too.
On the fake label.
Yeah, I'm on the fake label.
Nice.
He's got a song. I'm trying to get him to finish.
I'll go into DistroKid and change the label name.
Yeah, go ahead. After School Records, ASR.
Okay.
If you change it to After School Music Records, you could be ASMR.
How much do we owe you for that? I don't think we can afford
free.
That.
Okay. I promise.
So we have After School Program, After School Podcast, After School Records. And then next door, we had After School Studios. And then we're like, doesn't work as an acronym.
No.
So you have to spell that one out.
Semi-appropriate church stories.
Hey, guys, this is official. I'm having a baby, and also Chase is now a part of the... Part of the After School Records.
Hey, what a week.
Grace is dropping something. Bass is dropping something.
PD is one of my favorite people. But yeah, and I knew that 12 years ago when I met him.
for my checking in with Chase, PD texted me the other day asking if I wanted to hang out with him for the Super Bowl, but I had to turn that down because it's Super Bowl Christmas. I had Christmas.
You had Christmas?
Yeah, well, yeah. I learned that. Yeah, I was like,
so
what?
Elizabeth's family for the past 2 years have had like something happen on Christmas to where they couldn't all have Christmas together. Like,
COVID,
last year they had COVID, and then this year her parents traveled. So they have Christmas on Super Bowl Sunday.
Because everybody is off work?
I don't know. Or? I guess it's just a gathering anyway.
They're really trying to reclaim Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
We're rebranding.
Yeah. Rebranding.
So I couldn't hang out with PD because I was having Christmas. Oh,
man. Did they have decorations up?
No.
Did
they? Well,
they
never took
the Christmas tree down.
Oh, so the Christmas tree was still up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they have Christmas music or like what was it?
Not really, no. It was the Super Bowl was on.
How did it feel?
Like Super Bowl Sunday, but with presents.
Merry Christmas from the wise man.
I told Chase that if my family tried to pull that where we're doing Christmas on the Super Bowl, I'd be like, all right, I got to get a new family.
The things you'll do for family, PD.
I don't know if that was funny enough for the checking in with Chase. So I can tell my my phone story if you want.
No.
Save it.
No. We can only have so many downhills on this pod. I'm just kidding. No, tell the story. So I gifted you a mint condition copy of Spy Kids on VHS.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about how cool would it, you know, when you were a kid, did you think, oh, maybe my parents were spies? And did you think that when you saw that movie?
I did not.
You didn't watch? Did you watch Spy Kids?
I did. Yeah.
And you're like, maybe my parents.
No,
maybe
I was just like, man, I hope
Mama
that giant
and Daddy Falk are saving the world.
I love my parents. Yeah. They're not spies.
I was just scared of that. That giant you know, hand, man.
The giant hand.
Yeah,
the thumb thumbs.
The thumbs. Yeah.
Thumb thumbs. Those things are freaky.
The fluke is madman. Help us, save us. Fluke is a madman. Help us, save us.
What a acid trip of a movie.
Yeah.
Is it is something Rodriguez? Wild. Who is this?
Robert
name?
Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez.
Isn't
Antonio Banderas and Machete is in it as well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
What do you mean Machete? His name is freaking
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, but in the movie he's playing Machete. Like he's Uncle Machete.
Yeah.
Didn't they make a spinoff called
There's a movie called Machete, and it's a super gory, violent movie.
Where Danny Trejo is killing people with, guess what?
A machete, And then they literally just said, oh, by the way.
Same cinematic universe.
Yeah, same guy is this guy's, these kids' uncle.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Isn't that weird?
And what's his name, isn't it? How do you do, fellow kids? The
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
And they have Chong from Cheech and Chong.
Huh, what?
Interesting.
He's the uncle.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So anyways, we're talking about that in the After School Studios next door. And Chase said...
I said, I had a moment like that recently, like my sophomore year of college. I just got a text out of nowhere from my mom that said, your phone's about to shut off. Come home now. And I immediately was like, I'm in trouble. Like, what? I was thinking through my head, like, have I done anything wrong?
You were at college,
Yeah, I was an hour away. So I literally just, my phone shuts off. No texts, no calls, nothing's happening. I just go get in my car and I just start driving home. And I just start, like, spiraling. I'm like, did I do anything wrong? Why would I be in trouble? And then I came to the conclusion that my dad was a Marine, which he was. And I was he's been like an undercover secret agent or something, so and we've been compromised.
Yeah.
And I truly believed that for a little bit.
Over.
And then I get home and they're like, hey, we got your new phone.
Oh, gosh. So you're panicking.
Yeah.
Like, how many possible scenarios did you go through?
So many. There was the, because, I mean, secret agent getting exposed is down the line. Like, that was the last thing I got to. So there was like, I'm in trouble, and then it's like, I'm not in trouble, but someone's framed me. Dude, I was spiraling.
Like, mom knows.
Or like somebody's in the hospital.
Mama Bridges.
Oh, yeah. But then I was like, why would they shut off my phone? So yeah. I was like, it had to be either a punishment or like, we got to go underground.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
I had a thing happen like that one time. I was riding down the road. And you know, in movies, when somebody gets shot and they hear that like high pitched ringing.
Yes.
And then everything else kind of starts to fade.
Yeah.
I was driving down 85 one day and I heard that ringing and I was like, this is it. I don't know what's about to happen, shoot. But I'm dying. Like, I'm sure of it.
Well, just randomly?
And it kept going. It kept happening, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't stop. And so I, like, pulled over. And I was like, I guess I should, like, not be driving while this happens, whatever's going to happen to me next.
Yeah.
And so I got out of the car, and it got quieter, and I opened the door back up again. And I had borrowed a bullhorn from someone, and was just getting feedback.
Oh. Was it in the back? Or, like, the... Yep. Oh, it was in the back man, seat. Dude.
I thought you were going to say, you just went to a concert.
No. It was the middle of the day.
Yeah.
But like the mic, like the walkie-talkie part, was like feeding back.
Catching.
Into the,
oh, shoot.
And so I... Yeah,
no, man, you were dying.
I didn't die.
That's I got into a car accident and I heard that.
I was about to
really?
Say... Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened to me when I got in a car accident.
Is that like based on like trauma or is it like a loud...
loud sound. Like probably hurting your ears.
It was rough. It was rough. I remember like, whoa.
Right, yeah.
I need a hug. That was my first thought. My brother showed up and I was like, I need a hug. I flipped in a Honda Civic,
and
I was like, I need a hug.
Oh, wow.
Before we do praise reports, was your car wreck in slow motion, too?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Bro,
yeah.
Mine was as well.
I clipped a parked car, and I flipped, yeah.
It's like you just have this moment of peace, and then boom. Like, you feel all of it.
I had to climb out of the window like a NASCAR driver, because the door wouldn't open.
I had to slide across the passenger door.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where I think car accidents are, you know... It's an inconvenience, you know. It's like, oh, it's one of those things. Like, it's horrible, bad that it happened. I'm like, man, you know, less happens and more damage is done to people's bodies. Do you know what I mean? Like, to be able to walk away from something and people are like, yeah, oh, you okay? I'm like, oh, my neck hurts a little. You're right, like, no, dude. People end up like, I got two implants and in my mouth, and it's really expensive. And I remember talking to somebody. I was like, how many what causes tooth loss? Sure, and the lady was like, the number one cause is like car accidents.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I'd never thought of that. Yeah, like, you get into a car accident and you lose, you know, freaking 20 teeth. Dude, you're in six-figure freaking cost of like repairing all of those. Yeah, and that's one of those things. You're like,
do you think
dust yourself off?
If it's not their fault, the accident, that the other people's insurance has to pay for that?
For your teeth?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. No, dental insurance, this is a whole different bone. Mm. It's a whole different insurance. And it's also considered cosmetic.
That's when you know you got good insurance. Yeah. When it's dental included.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Right, well, you don't work at a church. You don't got that.
On the next
church story, your insurance, time. They just give you an envelope full of Band-Aids.
We're about to go.
Got him.
Let's do praise.
My church takes good care of me. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
What were you saying, PD?
He sent some two envelopes.
Yeah. Next week on Church Stories, we're going to go through all the insurances and why they're scams. Tune in.
What's your praise report, JG?
Oh, gosh. Just being here. I'm always glad to be here. But glad everyone's healthy this time.
Yeah, glad you could be here with the full crew.
Yeah.
Is everybody good for lunch, though?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Excuse me. I felt so bad when you asked us to go to Waffle House that one night. We were we're freaking buried. We were prisoners of a production for about 4 days. Chase and I, for about eight. We were doing day eight of four.
I had it easy on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did.
You know, I tried to get out of it in the first place. We'll talk about that.
I have seen a small glimpse of Shama behind the camera versus in the recording studio.
Yeah.
And you are a different Shama.
He is.
Not in a bad way. Yeah. But you're just like, hey, this is a real thing. We got to get this done.
I know. Sorry.
Don't apologize.
It takes so much serious work to make something silly. It's ironic. Where you're like, let's be silly. And I'm like, all right, great. What is that? What is that lighting? That light? What are we doing? Do we need to? And you're like, crap.
And me and Chase are just in the corner, zip zap zopping. You know?
Hey man, I work hard.
Bibbity bopping.
PD's always like, when can I leave? And I'm like, I've been here for 14 hours. Can you be with us? I'm just kidding. I love you, PD.
Hey, I'm a star, baby.
Yeah.
All you ladies would love to get with this.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, you sent it to me. Yeah, yeah.
I'm in this horrible short film where It is the worst Amazing. Short film with the most quotable lines. I play a star athlete thug who's
please send me that.
Something controlling to my girlfriend.
If it's memorable, hilarious, the best short film of all time, is it really bad?
At this point, where I am as a creator, I'm fearful of that.
So are you leaking it?
So your chalk thing was amazing.
Thank you. That was me. That was So Crispy Media. Those guys are in town. They live here.
Are they really?
Yeah. They're awesome. Would you say your praise report, Putaba?
Oh, my praise report is the Los Angeles Rams winning me $60.
Nice.
From who?
For Kyle.
Two different Kyle and somebody I work with. I had two different bets.
You bet money on games?
Occasionally.
You're going to hell for gambling.
If I have friends that disagree on the outcomes of football games.
But it's not because you need the money as much as it is you want to be
fun.
Right.
Yeah, I just
want
to be right.
But you want to be right and you want it to hurt.
I won. I'm 2-0.
The documentary where we start the downfall.
Yeah, like shoot.
The start of my
this is like the last
gambling.
Dance where you're like, yeah.
I placed,
his gambling addiction began in Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, five sports bets. I think I ended up coming out with like $40. I lost. Like, I'm 1-2 against my friend Lamar, and I'm 2-0 against Kyle this year.
Okay. Kids, this podcast does not condone.
I will say, I won $200 on DraftKings once.
Really?
On a football game, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I want to say the one time I won money, I worked at Papa John's.
Oh, this is an insane
Sunday.
Story.
Oh, I told you this, right?
Yeah.
Have I ever told it on the show?
I think I've heard it.
I've never heard
Super Bowl Sunday. I was late from, everybody was required to work Super Bowl Sunday. It was a big pizza day. I was late to work. Maybe a couple weeks before the Super Bowl, they were passing around like a sheet, like, hey, answer all these questions and put like 20 bucks, like $5 or $20 in to see if you'll win. I think it was $5. Anyways, I got to work late. My manager was like, hey, Shama, I can either write you up or you can join the pot. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? She's like, just give me $5 and then fill out this form. So I gave her $5 and then I filled out the form. And I remember asking, what teams are playing? Yeah. And they went, the Ravens. You don't know? You know, it was one of those days. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know, man. And I just Googled, like, who's the quarterback?
Right.
And then I just filled it out. Who's going to win the coin toss? I'm like, I don't know. The Ravens and who was it that year?
49ers.
They're like, 49ers, whatever. So
that
anyways,
was the Beyonce blackout halftime show.
That was. I remember that.
Yeah. Really?
And anyways, I won.
Just insane. Because you know there's people who care about football.
Dude.
Oh, that's crazy.
I can't tell you how many people were absolutely, they
just
weren't
living.
Mad that they lost. They were mad
that you won.
The dude who didn't know who was playing won. Yes. I won like $80. I think
that's
it was like
that. That's like the girl in your March Madness pool that picks the teams based on colors and gets the most right.
And you're like, what do you mean?
Oh, well, there was a girl who picked based off of attractiveness of football players
for fantasy
football. She won her league.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude, Grace did mention something. We were watching, we haven't been watching too much of the Winter Olympics, and she was like, I have noticed everybody competing is attractive. And she goes, she was like, and I'm assuming they're attractive because their parents, you know, they must be well off. Mm. And they must be well off because winter sports are an expensive activity.
That's true.
So I was like, man, that's a mad deduction.
But
I'm going to put another baby in.
Oh my gosh.
Just because you're well off doesn't make you attractive.
Yeah,
well off people are
quarterbacks attractive?
Here's my theory.
Why?
Because of confidence? I don't know.
Here's my theory. If you are genetically able to be that talented at something, your genetics are probably pretty good to where that you are also attractive. Does that make sense? It's like you already have the good genes for
I feel like you're just talking yourself up right now, symmetrical Adam Driver.
I'm not super athletic, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Never mind. It's not a good theory. After all. I don't care.
But, guys... Guys, hit up the listen, we're starting a new bro science podcast where we're like, I don't know.
All right, here's why the quarterbacks are attractive, because you got the playground, all right?
Yeah, you,
and then you,
you
got
know.
The kid who's the best looking kid.
The kid.
And he's the one, he's leading everybody, he's telling them where to go.
Doing the stuff.
So then naturally, He's leading that he's ball leading. In the receiver's
That's
hand later
right.
in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Science.
Makes sense. What's my praise report? If you're listening to this, when is this? Next week? I'm still in Africa, and I'm having a good time. I'm manifesting it. I'm loving it. I'm eating mangoes. I'm dodging lions.
And mosquitoes. Y'all have a lot of mosquitoes?
I am not getting bit by mosquitoes. No, I'm going to be in Africa. My family and I, we leave tomorrow.
Yeah, awesome.
So I'm speaking in the future in a tense. So right nice, now, nice. We're 2 weeks ahead.
Very good.
But yeah, I'll be there. Hopefully, I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to start another Instagram page. I asked my team, and I got nothing but joke responses, but I do.
Sorry. I thought you meant like you wanted to
I asked my team.
You wanted to what now?
I want to start another Instagram page so I could like be like a spam account.
Oh, like just okay. for your friends?
Like a personal.
Yeah, story. Maybe. Yeah, like a personal okay. one. Cuz now all my Instagram is directed by PD. It's freaking produced, co-written, and co-directed by PD.
It's written by me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want stuff that I could write. Gosh darn it. But we'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm working on a ton of other projects too, so I'm figuring it out. It's a fun time though. This has been great. Hey, let's go get lunch.
Let's do it.
Love you guys.
Pods out.
Pods out.